The two that I grant my Jewish grandparents that died, the my Zeta, he handled it like a champ because he had an aortic aneurysm and they knew it was going to go at some point. And so it went, and he had like 3 days. And so like they took him to the hospital and obviously they got him like heavily medicated.
Yeah. Yeah.
But before that kicked in, what do you got?
No, I was just thinking of my dad coming out of anesthesia. Apparently there was like a nurse in like an all blue. Somehow Phil thought he was on a cruise ship. He thought he was talking to the captain. He came out and he was like, I'm on a cruise ship. Smiling like, I'm on a boat. They're like, dude, I got bad news for you. You're in fucking Harrisburg in a hospital.
It is also funny to think that in Phil's mind, he's always on a cruise ship. Like,
oh, yeah. So he handled it well, though?
He handled it really well. Then my bubby, she had sundowners, so she was starting to lose it after he passed.
So wait, sundowners, you get a little wacky at night?
At night. Yeah.
That's fun.
And then
so scary.
It why? Is. Because it's like,
dude, old people doing weird shit when the sun goes down. That's
awesome.
It's the scariest thing there is.
The freaks come out at night.
My dad hired a woman to like live at the house with her.
Yeah.
And the woman called my dad at 4 a.m. was like, you have to come get me because it was getting so bad. And she had locked the door. And then my bobby kicked it open and was like, get out of my house.
Holy shit. I mean, the scariest fucking. Get out of my house.
She's like frail.
Oh my
bleached
God.
Bleached blonde. She, my mom it's, kept like.
Oh yeah. My God, that'd be scary.
But she went downhill. That the she was Jamaican maids. Like Jamaican, you know.
Jamaican me crazy at
yeah,
night.
Yeah, yeah. At the. Like the, what are they called? Nursing homes?
They were hitting her with some dead legs.
Yeah.
And she would act up. They'd go, boom, boom, clap.
The one nurse that told my mom a funny story, she was laying with her.
Yeah.
And then my bubs goes, what are they going to say about us? And she was like, what's that? And she's like, me laying here with a black man. Just like a lady.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Dude.
That's pretty fucking sexual.
Yeah, she. Yeah, she
that's really like she, there was like she, a fantasy. She's like, "What are they going to say about us?"
She.
Whoa!
I bet you, and I don't like that I'm going to say this, but I do bet
she had a fantasy.
No, that like I like some of the stuff that you know how
had
you know, genetics. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like I bet some of my sexual, like I you
come
know?
From your grandma.
You think your grandma being a freak? Toss it down to you.
I bet you there's some of it because she, yeah,
she's a sexual freak.
She would just like talk about, yeah.
What would she talk to you about?
Nothing like so. After my Zeta passed, like on the right. Now, granted, like she's grieving and she's old.
Yeah,
but she like we were just like in the car, and then she was like, "We were morning lovers," and it was like,
"Oh, whoa."
Just like,
in a car. My Zeta's gone. Yeah.
We fucked in the morning.
Okay.
That's actually a really sweet thing.
Yeah.
Her saying that. That's really actually nice.
It is very sweet, but so gross. Yeah. Why did she unload that at that moment?
Well, she's old and in the moment. Who knows?
It was probably a really beautiful memory. It's probably a really nice memory.
Yeah.
Just thinking of like all the times they fucked in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing the curtains and the wind breeze, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't talk, but whatever. And the wind breeze.
The wind breeze.
Yeah, we know what you meant.
It is. Yeah, it is. I imagine it. It's kind of crazy that they fucked regularly in the morning all the way to the end.
Piping down your fucking meemaw or whatever you called her. What'd you call her?
Bubs.
Bubs.
Yeah, Bubby. Because Bubby, we couldn't see it.
Bubby getting piped down in the morning. Walking with a limp the rest of the day.
She was always like, she wore like leather pants. She had like bleached blonde.
She was a sex freak.
Yeah, she.
And now you're a sex freak.
She's the one thing that is like, yeah, and I'm not trying to like just besmirch her.
So do you think it skipped a generation or?
I don't want to talk about that. No, I don't want to talk about that because you know, it's disgusting. Yeah. I don't think it's
disgusting.
I think
for
my
you.
Dad's.
You think your dad's a horny sex freak?
Hold on.
Your dad better not be a horny sex freak.
Did you ever walk in on your parents?
No.
Oh.
Never.
I didn't like walk in, but there was something about to get going.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't think I ever really. I don't think I ever heard them having. I think my sisters did.
Okay.
I was the youngest, so. by the time I was old enough to know when someone was fucking, they were kind of old.
Got it.
Old enough that they weren't like loudly fucking.
Right. Chris, did you ever?
What? Hear my parents? No. I've never.
I think you and me probably had similar parents when it came to sex.
They never discussed
it. We never talked about it.
Oh, interesting.
They're not even like, they're like warm to one another, but there was never, ever anything even remotely close to like a sexual.
Oh my God.
Like I do remember that. Kiss. I remember them. That is crazy. I remember them making out on the couch when I was a kid.
Really?
I remember them making out and me seeing it and being like, ew. Whoa.
Yeah.
But I was so young. Yeah, I was just like, what are you guys doing?
There was one moment.
A little gay ass son came in and was like, mind if I get a taste?
Dude, I have one memory like that where there was a sleepover with a couple of my buddies and my dad came home from work on the Friday night or whatever.
He was ready to go.
And he
was hot to try.
He must have had a few drinks or whatever, but he came in and he kissed my mom and then howled like a wolf. He went, ow.
Yeah, that's good.
And my buddies and I were like, what the fuck? Yeah. I was like, I don't know. My dad's nuts. I don't know. That was the only thing.
You get older and you realize like, you want them to be. You hope
they were course,
fucking.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Because that'd be tragic.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like that they had outward facing nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And your parents were sexual freaks.
I'm just having a lot of things.
I would like to hear about it.
I'm having a lot going on over here.
What happened?
I don't want to talk about all of it.
You don't
but just sort of certain things that, I mean.
You walked in on it?
I didn't walk in on it the one time, but like the only thing I ever like walked in on was like him dry up in her in the kitchen.
Was she on the
she
counter?
Was on the phone.
He was being funny.
And then he was like, yeah. And then I turned her, and then I was like,
wait,
oh
was
my
she
God.
Getting reaching down and dog eating?
And he had a leg up on the counter. And then I was like, oh my God. And then he turned around and his face was beat red. He goes, what? It's natural. And I was like, but there's just so many times where he'd be like,
my kids are going to see that.
He'd be like,
if a girl bends down,
Yeah.
I'm getting in there.
Oh.
You go. It's fun.
It is fun. Nah, I'm going
to. He would always be like, to my mom, he'd be like, you going to go take a shower?
You had a little touchdown, Timmy Walls as a father. You want to hit the shower?
I'm like, ah. I just like couldn't.
Would you get like real grossed out?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then if I were him,
I was back from Little League and like, you know, what did you say?
If I were him, I would never. If you literally reacted like, oh, I would do it. Nonstop. Yeah. What happened when you got back from Little League?
I was like, my arthritis was less controlled at this time. And I was in, my parents had a jacuzzi. So I like went, what?
Of course they had a jacuzzi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I went into the jacuzzi. And then I guess they forgot that I was in there. And then, like, I heard them come into the bedroom. Because it was in, like, their bedroom, you know? And
the jacuzzi was in their bedroom?
Well, yes. It was like a bathroom off their bedroom.
I was thinking hot tub. Yes.
Yeah, and then I just, like, this feels like such a, but my mom was, he goes, how much time do we have? And she's like, I have a, like something in the oven. It's like 8 minutes. He's like, it's plenty of time. And then I just like, what do I do? And I unplug the water. You know, so it was like,
yeah.
And then he was like, what? And then they just scurried out. And I was like, ah, you know.
Oh my God.
Close call.
That's a real close call. That's a tough one.
Oh my God.
That's really funny though. Look at those legs, dude. You look good.
Thanks.
I think that would have scarred
that's fine.
Me up.
Yeah,
that's what you. That's, you're
I know.
Be, you're
yeah,
be
you're right.
So bad.
I know.
You're a sex freak.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a little pervert.
Aren't you? Don't you?
No, I'm not a Jewish pervert.
Yeah.
I don't see a woman and go,
no, I mean, only in my head. Do
just
I
a
do
nice
that.
Goy.
It does sort of feel, you know.
Yeah, you're Nosferatu.
What is that?
The devil? You ever see the vampire Nosferatu?
No.
I know the reference. You kind of look like him, man. But
that's mean.
What do you mean?
I said you kind of look like him, and I took it back immediately.
It's fine. But, you know, Rar, we have to go.
No. Oh. I was just showing you Nosferatu. This is you in the doorway. Trying to go, can I have some pussy tonight?
Yeah.
That's what she sees when you go down on her.
No, she's...
I know, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
I'm being nasty.
Does she touch your hair?
Yeah, occasionally. We get into that.
That's one thing. Nice. It does suck when you're balding and they start touching your hair. Yeah, like, oh, no. Shit. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Dude.
Man, that's good stuff. What time is it? Oh, the Irish are on in a half hour.
Yeah. How long did we do?
An hour and five.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, we can keep going though. I've been gone. The boys, I've abandoned my boys. I've abandoned my children. John.
Give me the blood, Lord. Let me get away.
Give me the blood. Give me the blood, Steve. Steven, you boy. I'm gonna bury you underground, Steven.
That's good. You gotta do that.
I love that movie. It's so good.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Tampa Ham.
We did not talk about Tampa Ham. The Beezerine was on one.
Yeah.
We went out on Wednesday.
Tuesday night.
And the Bees was fired up. He was probably the funniest I've seen him. We were literally crying laughing.
Yeah.
It was Chris and Sadie and me and my girlfriend. And Beezer was at the other end of the table. And the four of us were just having normal conversations. Beezer was at the end of the table, didn't stop talking, just spewing hate by himself, just going like, Chris, you fuck. Bitch.
Well, it started with.
I'm sorry, I gotta go get a tissue. Right.
It started with.
We're gonna need you to tell you the story.
Okay.
He was. The switch flipped.
It was great. Oh, yeah, at Ryan's. So we went to watch we were watching the Phillies game. We were at Ryan's after we filmed, and Beezer was just dead silent.
Yeah.
He was sitting on the end of the table by himself, not talking. Like, I forgot he was there a couple times.
Called Francisco Alvarez a fat ball boy.
He was...
Which was amazing.
He did order a car bomb for himself, which I've never seen that move.
Yeah.
Like, the waitress came by, and he was like, I'll get a car bomb. And just went back to watch the game. I was like... You're not getting anyone else. You're doing. He's sitting by himself. Goes. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah,
but it did.
No one's ever done.
It did like that.
Then it was like, all right, let's get another one. But then he got another. Beezer got hammered.
Okay.
So then we go to another bar after the game, and Beezer's sitting by him. He's at the end of the table. We're having our own conversation. He didn't stop spewing hate towards Chris and Sadie. Sadie, and I'd be like, all right.
It started
a little over the line on this one.
It started with the picture.
Oh,
Sadie
the
took a picture of
no,
me. You took a picture.
I took a picture of Beezer, and I was like, God damn, you look good as fuck in that. And that's all it took. Because then the rest of the night, he was like, take a picture of me. I look good as fuck. I'm handsome. And I was like, Chris is handsome. I took a picture of Chris. Not your best picture.
I thought it started with a picture getting taken of me. And he was like, why are you even fucking taking it? You can't take pictures, you fucking ugly piece of shit.
He was on
it. And then Shane goes, all right, Beezer's taking a picture of you. I bet you want to see what you look like. And dude, he was amazing in every photo.
Yeah, it was a nice photo of the
bees. He just started posing. We've 60 photos of him in different poses. Looking incredible.
Trying to answer it. 10:43 was the bees. 10:44, the comment with a poor answer. It actually wasn't a bad picture, but it was just fun to tell Beezer how good he looked. He looks really good.
He does. He was.
Oh, also, he hadn't drank in like 2 weeks.
Oh,
so
really?
He got in there and just got fucking after it. But he's just sitting there spewing hatred until occasionally it would hit. And Chris would be like, what? I'd be like, oh, the bees got you. He's just chumming the water the whole time. And then he was like, you fucking played lacrosse. You suck at sports. Fuck you. And O'Connor's like,
he doesn't. You don't.
No, of course not.
Okay.
And then O'Connor's like, what the fuck did you ever do? And he was like, Tampa Am. Tampa Am.
Ever heard of the Tampa Am?
And then we're like, what the fuck is the Tampa Am? He's like, are you kidding me? Tampa Am? We're like, what is the Tampa Am? He's like, Google it. Give it a Google. Like, dude, what is the Tampa Am? He's like, are you out of your fucking mind? You know what the Tampa Am is? Like, no.
Yeah. He goes, tell these us. Guys know what the fucking Tampa Am is. Just two random dudes.
Yeah. Two guys. No one knows what the Tampa Am is. Eventually, we figure out it's a skateboarding competition that he did.
That's hilarious.
It was incredible. And Chris was like, what'd you do with the Tampa Am? He's like, fucking nose grind, reverse grind. He was spazzing. Yeah, no. You hit him with the line of the century, though. Because he was like, you love Kamala. You fucking love Kamala. And you go, Kamala's cooler than a nose grind reverse at the Tampa Am. And he's like, I'll kill that bitch. He was going crazy.
That is a good line. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Kamala Harris is cooler than a reverse nose grind at the Tampa Am.
Yep.
Oh, are you kidding me? Got him. Yeah. He goes, you think she could nose grind on me? I'll kill that bitch.
What? And then I was talking shit to him about the nose grind thing, too. And he said, don't talk to me sweet.
Oh, yeah, you're talking to me sweet. Don't play me sweet. Don't play me sweet.
That's good.
It was beautiful.
It was amazing.
We laughed for an hour straight. He did not stop for one straight hour. Dude, I was just talking shit to everyone, real mean.
There was a 30-minute chunk where I was trying to tell a story about spilling pasta in the old house.
Tell him you admit you did it. He was just telling a story about ordering a tray of ziti from Grubhub and just immediately dropping it.
Yeah.
That's the whole story.
And I was copping to the whole thing.
Yeah, he was just trying to tell the story, and Beezer the whole time was like, admit you spilled it. Admit you fucking spilled it. He's trying to admit it. He's like, admit it. He's like, he did admit it. He's telling us how he did it.
And then I would start telling him, he'd go, watch him. He's not
going to lie. He's a fucking lie. He's playing me sweet. I don't know if it's as funny to anybody that wasn't there, but man.
I would feel uncomfortable.
No, he was being funny. Okay, okay. He was intentionally.
He knew what he was doing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was very intentionally being funny. He was just being wild.
It was so funny.
Yeah, it was a good night. Rough ending, but whatever. We don't need to talk about the ending.
Took a spill.
He took a Beezer tumble. He took a Brewski tumble outside. Took a Brewski tumble. Got dinged up. He took a Brewski tumble. He was so drunk while he was talking shit to Chris. He fell like into my lap and was still talking shit. He was like, you fucking piece of shit.
He kept offering cigarettes to people.
Yeah, no, the waitress came by. He's like, what are you, fucking vape? And she was just a sweet, nice waitress.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah. And he's like, why don't you smoke a real cigarette? She was like, oh, I'd love one. He goes, yeah, fucking right.
Jeez. It was an absolute clinic.
And then he brought two, he went downstairs, found two college kids that bought him a shot. And then he was like, you want me a chain? And he brought him upstairs. So now there's just two boys with us.
Yeah.
And he's like, you guys don't even know about the fucking Tampa Am. He just started attacking them. And I had to explain to them. I was like, he's just joking.
Yeah.
He's totally joking right now. Everybody was confused.
Sure.
But I loved it. It was my favorite Beezer.
Tampa Am is November 7th.
We got to get down to the Tampa Am.
I wonder if it's still going on.
Definitely. That was
annihilated by the hurricane. Yeah.
And then when you sent that, I was like, I don't think he remembers talking about the Tampa Am.
He's got to.
He did. It came around. Oh, I got the videos. They're so good.
Play a little of that audio.
I don't know. It's not going to be good. Right there, he's demonstrating how he would grind. He would get one leg, reverse grind. You're done. You're out of the Tampa Am. I go, did Bam Margera win the Tampa Am? He goes, no, Chris Coleman won the Tampa Am.
Who the fuck is Chris?
I don't know what he was saying. It was wonderful. Anyway, I don't know how great that story is.
It's
but
so good.
It's vintage Beezer. I wish you were there
legendary
for it. You would
have Beezer.
Heated it.
Yeah.
He would have laughed.
You know my taste. Yeah.
We got to get you going a little.
No. We don't. No. We don't. We like.
Yeah,
I feel
I'll
like
stop
you
trying.
Like a good dust up, though.
You
would have. I like a
you
nice calm.
It was so funny, though.
Golf course, you know?
Yeah. I'll stop trying to change it.
That's a Saturday morning thing.
No.
Saturday nights for the fellas. Notre Dame games for the fellas. That's when we go have a couple brewskis and watch the Irish in 20 minutes. We got to go.
Yeah. Big game. And Red River.
And the Red River rivalry.
Red River.
It's a shootout.
Yeah. Well, I hope
it's the Red River school shooting today at 3:30. And you're coming. We're going to have fun.
I'm going axe throwing.
So you go on fun dates with other friends.
So you have no idea how much I fought going on this.
I can't.
Yeah. He got bullied into this. This is no question.
I've never done anything with her.
No question.
Ever.
Oops.
Almost like
this is right. Just to get back in the black with his lady for sure. Yeah.
You deep are in the scheming red. Little fucker.
I red. Promise you.
Conniving.
Yeah.
I promise you.
I know. He has to do something bad to me so we can go out.